Begin the current daf, Masechtas Megillah daf Chaf. Begin 11 lines down at the top of the Emet, where the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our previous Mishnah, which is discussing the validity of the recitation of the Mikra Megillah. So the time of the Mishnah said everyone's valid to read Megillah, except for Cheresh Chayt V'Katan. That the Mishnah said, Yehuda Machsh V'Katan. Yehuda says that a minor, which the Gemara in the previous daf had said that could be talking about that's a Gila Chinuch, but reached the age of Chinuch, which therefore gives him a requirement on some level, that of age 10 or 11. So he says that if a minor recites the Megillah, it's valid. So the Gemara brings Tanya, learn the Braisa, that Amr Behudi says, Katna Yisi, he says, I was a minor, and I recited the Megillah in front of Reb Tarfon and all the elders in this town of Lloyd. Obviously you see that they held like me, that it's valid to recite the Megillah as a minor. So Amalai, they said to him, Ein Mavin Rayim, and I caught him. We don't need proof from a minor. Your testimony is from when you were minor. The validity of testimony has to be that you were valid to say the testimony when you saw it and when you sang it. Here you're saying over from when you were minor, you're not valid to say testimony for the halacha that a katan is kosher to recite the Megillah. Similarly, Tanya Lit Nebraisa, I'm a Rebbe. Says Katna Yisi, he says, I was a minor, for Kurasil, Amalam Rebbe Yehuda, and I read the Megillah as a little boy in front of Rebbe Yehuda. They said to him, Ein Mavin Rayim in the Matter. We don't bring proof from the permitter himself. Who do you recite the Megillah in front of Rabbi Yehuda? He permits a minor to recite the Megillah. You can't bring proof from him because the majority of the Rabbanim disagree with him. Says the Gemara, but Valemerle, why didn't they just tell to Rabbi, Ein Mavin Rayim in a cotton? You can't bring proof from what you're saying yourself because you're saying from what you saw, which was yourself, as a minor. Says the Gemara, yeah, Chad of Oid Kamerle, one thing and another thing they said to him. Chad of the cotton, so first of all, you were minor. Vaida, fill a godly, you said, moreover, even if you were an adult, imavin rayim in the matter, you can't bring proof from the permitter himself. Yeah, that story illustrates his opinion, but everyone else disagrees with him. Now, continuing with the next Mishnah, continuing on these halachas of Kriyas Megillah and other halachas related to the same halacha of this of Kriyas Megillah, says the Mishnah as follows. In Karinas Megillah, we do not recite Megillah, and other halachas have the same requirement. V'loy malin, we don't circumcise. V'loy tayvun, we do not have an immersion in the mikvah, which refers to on day 7 of specifically a zav, who has an emission from their body, which gives them a tumah of 7 days, or tamei meh, someone that came in contact with a corpse, who is also tumah for 7 days. We don't say, tayvun, that we don't immerse in the mikvah, which is talking about specifically those that require an immersion in the mikvah after 7 days of purification, which is like by a zav, who had an emission from his male member, where he's tummy for 7 days, or for a tamei mes, someone who came in contact with a dead person, who's also tummy for 7 days. What this halacha is coming to tell us, that we don't say that once it's already the nighttime of the beginning of the 7th day, he's already fit to immerse himself in the mikvah, although generally in Jewish law, the nighttime is already the beginning of the daytime. Here, for all these halachas that we're talking about in this Mishnah, it requires to be done during the daytime. But as Rashi points out, even regarding this halacha of tefillah in the mikvah on the 7th day, where although you have to have 7 pure days, already in the 7th day you could immerse yourself in the mikvah, but requires to be in the daytime, that's only to exclude from the nighttime going into the 7th day. Once already the 7th day has passed, it's actually even permitted to immerse oneself at the nighttime. And the Gemara is going to explain the source for all these halachas that, as our Mishnah is going to delineate, have this requirement of being done during the daytime. And v'le mazin, one does not spray the purification waters of what's called the mechatas, the ash water of the paraduma. And the chen shemer siyam keneged yoim. Also, regarding a woman during the 11 days of Ziva, when she has a non-clean day, she has to count one following day to make sure that that's clean. You're safeguarding one day correlating to the one day of Tumah. Har also loy titzvah, she's not allowed to immerse herself in the mikvah, which the Gemara is going to explain why we singling out the shemer siyam. We already talked about the halachas of tefillah, of immersion, of purification, has to be during the daytime. The Gemara is going to explain why we're picking out also specifically of a Shemer Siyayim. So all these halachas that we mentioned up until now, the halacha is, you're now allowed to do them at Shetanei Tzachama, until the sun rises, where already you're out of the clear of the doubt of being nighttime anymore. You have to make sure it's daytime. Now, but the Mishnah says, V'kulin sha'asu misha'olam ha'rashach ha'kasher, all these halachas, if it was done after daybreak, which is before what's called Alei Sashachar, which is already halachically day, so then it's going to be valid after the fact. But since not everyone is proficient to understand and differentiate when exactly it is that it's daytime, that's Alei Sashachar, so therefore we require that it be done at a later time, what's called Netzacham, when the sun is already totally out. But if it's done after Amud HaShachar, that's going to be valid, because ultimately that is already daytime. So the Gemara goes through the list in our Mishnah and says, Menala, starting with the first one, how do we know that these things, which were the first one was Kriyas and Megillah, has to be during the daytime? Makros. The Amakra, it says in the Megillah, V'hayamim ha'elo niskar menasim, that these days are recalled and done, which niskar refers to the Kriyas of Megillah, but yayim in, but laila light has to be during the daytime and not during nighttime. Now, says the Gemara, Leimit habet yuftu de b'shubin levi. The Amr, Rabbi Shubba Levi, he said, let's refute that halacha that he says. He says, Chayv Adam Lukas says the Megillah Balaila Velishnaisa B'yam. He says the person has to recite the Megillah at nighttime and repeat it during the daytime. Here you see it's only during the daytime. He says, no, Kikatani, when did we say in the Mishnah you have to wait till Netzachama, till sunrise, is Adayim, is on the day one, on the when we repeat it during the daytime. That's when we're saying the day one has to be during the daytime, but the night one is at nighttime. Now the Mishnah also said, V'leimal and V'chulu, we cannot circumcise a baby, a child, a person, until after Netzachama. Like it says, a passing Mayikra, Uvayemesh Mini Imel, during the daytime of the eighth day, their circumcision. And that can't be at the nighttime, it has to be during the day. So to the Mishnah said, Vele Tavlin, Vele Mazin, Vechulum, we don't immerse or spray the purification waters unless it's during the daytime, already after Netzachama. Where do we know this? Because the Chsiv, the Pasuk says, Mamidbar, Vehiza Hatar ala Tame Vegaimer. Says that if the tar person will spray on the tummy person, who is a tmei mes, b'yom shvi, on the seventh day of his purification, so you see that the hazah, the mazin, has to be during the daytime, b'yom. Now additionally, b'iskish tfila l'hazaya, the pasuk there equates immersing with the spraying of the purification waters, because the end of that pasuk says, v'rachatz b'mayim, says that he washes himself in the water, which is specifically has to be during the daytime, because compared to the hazah, which has to be during the daytime. And therefore, all tevilas are the same, including a zav. And the zava, their tevilas, their immersions in the mikvah, also has to be during the daytime. Now, the Mishnah continued and says, V'chein shemer yom keneged yom. Also, regarding when a woman finishes her 7 days of nida. So then she enters what's called the 11 days of ziva. They were called yimei ziva. If a woman sees during those days, 3 consecutive days, unlike by nida, once she has one discharge, even if she does see, doesn't see, she's tummy for 7 days. By those 11 days after the days of Nida, it's unique that if she sees 3 consecutive days, she becomes a Zava, which requires 7 clean days and the carbon after that. But if let's say she only has a discharge 1 or 2 days, she's called a Shemeris Yom, which means the following day, she has to safeguard to make sure that that's no discharge, that she doesn't have any dam, and then she could immerse herself as it's learned out from Sukkim and the Brais and Teres Kayanim, and spur at the last Sugya Mesechtis Nida. So on that, the Mishnah said, there also, Allah is, she not allowed to immerse herself in the mikvah until the next day, which is the day she's keeping clean, that it's already after sunrise, then she could immerse herself in the mikvah and make sure that that day she doesn't have any discharge, so that it doesn't go 3 days in a row to make her into Zavah Gedailah. Now, says the Gemara, Pshita, obviously, what would be the difference between this, what we call a Zava Katana, a woman who sees one discharge or two discharges during the 11 days of Meziva, that the following day she has to immerse herself in the mikveh and make sure it's clean, obviously it has to be during the daytime, just like Zava and Zav and Tmei Meis, we already know that, which our Mishnah previously said. Says Gemara, no, Itzrich, it was necessary. Why? Sagadai Dechamina, you would think to say that Tahava, that this first discharge of a Zava, the first one, it's a one-day Shemeris Yom, should be Kiri'i Rishen Shel Zav, should be like by the correlate of a male, the first discharge of a Zav. Now, what's there? V'ri Rishen Shel Zav Iska Shel Balkari. The first discharge of a Zav, he also becomes, when he has 3 discharges, it becomes a Zav, which is 7 clean days and the carbon. Now, the first discharge of a Zav is compared in the Pasuk to a Balkari, who is also a discharge from his male member, but it's a seminal emission. Now, where do we find it? Because the Chassid of the Pasuk says, "Meyikra zayis teres hazav." This is the law of a zav, which that mentioned the word zav one time, which refers to when there's one discharge, one ri'ya. And the Pasuk continues, "Vasher teitzim min hashech v'zera," and that if it comes out of his male member, semen, which is a balkari, has a seminal emission. Now, if the Pasuk is equating the two of them, it's telling us, ma balkari tevel bayim, just like someone who has a seminal emission. He could immerse himself that same day when he had the discharge. So hainami litvel bayimi. So here also, the same thing is by a zav, of if he only had one discharge. So we would say the same thing over by the female version, by the zava katana, that she also should be able to immerse herself on that same day itself when she had the discharge. Now, however, you can't say that, because she cannot immerse herself in the same day that she had the discharge, because the chesed, the pasuk in Vayikra that says, "Kol yemei zayva," during all the days of her ziva, "kimishkav nidasa yila," like the laying down, what's called the tumah of mishkav of anida, will be the same thing for a zava. Now, this pasuk is alluding to the discharge of a shemeres yom keneged yom. Where do we know that from? Because it says, "Kol yemei." Kol is an inclusionary terminology, as the Gemara explains in Masechet Nida of Ayin Gimel Aleph, where the Gemara there says that So if Kol Yimei is referring to the Shemeres Yom, so Yiela is coming to say, will be for her, Havaya means another existence, is coming to teach that she has to count one day for the day that she had the discharge. Now, that means to say you have to go at least a little bit into the next day. You can't count that day itself. You have to have another day. Yiela will be for her another day for the day that she had the tumah. So therefore, however, and that's the question, okay, so it can't be the day itself that you had the discharge as a Zava Katana, but one day discharge in the during the days of Ziva, to immerse that day, like we want to compare it to a Zav who had one discharge, which is like a Balkari. But Belel Yemi has La'avad Mikta Shimer V'titvel. Okay, but going to the next day, halachically, the next day starts at nighttime. Go into the nighttime a little bit, make sure you don't have any discharges, and you already did a little Shemir Siyam, you already did a little for the next day, making sure you didn't have a discharge, and immerse at nighttime. Kamash Malan, that's what Amish is taking and singling out specifically Shemir Hashem to tell you that no. Kivin de Bayis Svira, since you have to count, albeit one day, not like a Zava Gedoyla has to count 7 clean days. You have to count one day, as we said, it can't be the day itself, you have to count the next day. So the Gemara continues, Amit Bayis, Svira be a mamahi. Counting has to be during the daytime. And that is since, here you have to count one day for the one day that she had a discharge. That is because of laws of counting, which is similar to the counting of a woman who is a Zava Gedoyla, who has to count 7 days. Every time you're counting, has to be at least counting of a daytime. As the Pasuk says in Mikra as well, B'safala Shivas Yamim, she has to count 7 days. So it's not enough counting at nighttime. That's the Chiddush that we're saying, that the Shemir Siyam also has to immerse during the daytime. Because you would think it could be valid during the, at least the nighttime, because you counted a little bit. And that was saying, no, that the counting has to be during the daytime, and only then could you immerse the next day. Now the Mishnah, however, said, "V'kulin sha'asu mishaolam or ashachar kasher." After the fact, any one of these things, including Mikra Megillah, if you did it after the break of dawn, which is that the sun's starting to come up, but you don't see the full sun like by Netzach Chama, that's going to be valid. Says Gemara Menachem Mili, where do we know this from? So Amar Rabbi says, "Because the Amakra, as we said, all these things required to be done during the daytime." This is Amud HaShachar is also. Why? Because the Amakar, the Pasuk says in Bereishis, in the beginning of the creation of the world, says V'yikra l'kim lo'or yom, that God called to the light. Daytime. It doesn't say V'yikra l'kim or yom, lo'or. What does that mean? L'meir u'bokar yom. What's beginning the light, which is really what Alayis HaShachar is, it's starting, you're starting to see the cracks of the light, kar yom, we call that daytime already. So all these things that are required during the daytime are going to be valid also by Alayis HaShachar. But then ask the Gemara L'miyatra, if that's the interpretation of lo'or, so then the other part of the pasuk says, V'lachesha kar laila, and to the night, I mean, and to the darkness you call nighttime. So you're going to make the same interpretation, lamachshich uvakar leila, when it's starting to get dark, that's already considered nighttime. But vakaimalan, da atzezikacham lam lailahu, but we know that until the stars come out at nighttime, it's not nighttime. So it's not when it's starting to get dark, when it's already by shkia time, when the sun is starting to set. It's by tzezikachavim. So obviously, it's not vilachishich when it's starting to get dark, it's when it's dark. So then you're back to the question, la'ar is not when it's starting to get light, it's when it's light. So how do you know it's from Alayis HaShachar and not from when it's Netzachama? So Amar Reb Zeri gives a different interpretation. Ma'achav am a pasuk in Nechemia. It says, v'nachnu eisim b'malacha, we were doing work, and v'chetzim machzikim b'ramachim, half of them were holding onto spears, ma'alayis ha'shachar at tzeisakachavim, from the break of dawn until when the stars came out at nighttime. So you see that they were doing work during the daytime, which started from Alayis ha'shachar. And v'aymah, moreover, the pasuk says after that, it says, and the gear says, v'hoyu lon ha'layla mishmer, that the nighttime was for us as a safeguard. Says Gemara, my v'aymah, what do you see from this next pasuk? So the Gemara says, because of v'chitim, if you're going to say, mishallah mora shachar lavi imam, no, it's not true. This, that they were doing work from Alayis ha'shachar, that's not because it was daytime. Maybe actually daytime only starts from Netzachama. And moreover, maybe I could even tell you that once the sun already sets, even though the stars didn't come out at nighttime, maybe that's already nighttime. But the inhu mekad mimachashri, maybe whoever's doing the work here started work before the daybreak, and they were going to do work even after it was already nighttime. So maybe actually that, no, maybe the day starts at netz and actually stops at shkia. Tashma, that's why we needed the second pasuk that says, V'hoyu lon halayla mishma v'hayoy malacha. Though that the nighttime was just for watching and the day was for working. So obviously we see as long as they were working, we'll call the yoyim, and they didn't do work earlier before the day and darker and later after turn night. And therefore, if it says that they were working from Alayis HaShachar, obviously Alayis HaShachar is yoyim, and therefore after the fact, initially we want people to be able to differentiate clearly, so therefore from Netzach Chama. But after the fact, Alayis HaShachar is going to be valid for all those halachas that have to be done during the daytime. And that's the theme we continue with the next Mishnah. Kol HaYoyim Kasher, where we were saying that, okay, you have to wait till daytime. Now we're saying, whatever these mitzvahs are that have to be done during the daytime, Kaliyim kasher. The whole day is valid to do these mitzvahs. Now, although the halacha is brought in Masechta Pesachim, that Zriza Magdim LaMitzvahs, you're supposed to do mitzvahs as early as possible, like we find by Avraham Avinu, Yashkem Avraham HaBoker, he got up early to do what Hashem commanded him. Even so, that's what the Mishnah is saying, but ultimately the whole day is valid to do these mitzvahs. The Kriyas HaMegillah, which is the topic of this parak, this Masechta, for reciting the Megillah, for the Kriyas HaHalal, to recite Halal, for the Kriyas Shafer, and to blow the Shafer, and to Lulav, and to Shak of the Lulav, and to Tefillah HaMasafen, to recite the Tefillah HaMasafen on those days that have Musaf, Ul Masafen, and to bring the Karbanis Masafen, Ulavidi HaParm. And there are certain bulls, what's called the Parhelm Davishal Tzibur, when the whole Jewish people did a sin based on the erroneous psak of the Sanhedrin, or Par Kohen Mashiach, when the Kohen Gadol himself makes an error in halach, and he does, and he follows along that mistake, that there's a requirement of a vidui, of a confession on that sin, on that par that they're bringing, as the Gemara says, Maseches Yumin Daf Lamed Vav Mabes. So those, the vidui of the par, is also valid all day. Ulavi the Meiser, and the confession of Meiser, which one does be or Meiser, at the end of the third year, when he gets rid of all the tithes that he has to give, he makes a confession. That's also all day. Ulavi the Yom Kippurim, on Yom Kippur, we make confession that Vidui is also valid all day. L'smicha, for leaning on the carbon. L'shchita, which after that, then they slaughter the animal. L'tnufa, certain carbonous requirement, elevations to it. L'hagasha, to bring that carbon close to the Mizbeach. L'kmitza, to take in the fistful, blaktara, and burning on the mizbeach. L'malika, which is by a bird carbon to cut off the nape by the neck. U'l'kabala, and to receive the blood. U'l'hazaya, and to spray the blood, which the equivalent is by the parma nisrafim and the chatoyas apanimius, which there throwing the blood is the equivalent of the spraying of the blood by regular karbonis. U'l'ashkoi seita, and to have the suspected adulterous woman drink the mei seita, that drink. Ularif is eglan, to decapitate the calf when they find the dead person, they don't know who killed them. Ulataras mitzayra, and for the purification process of mitzayra, all these things are valid to be done all day. As the Mishnah says, so too, kol halayla kosher, the whole night is valid, like tziris ha'omer, the reaping, the cutting of the grain for the omer offering. Ulahekta chalav nevarim, and for the sacrificing of the fats and of the limbs of the karbanis, that it's valid to be done all night. As the Mishnah says, Zehakal, this is the rule. Devash mitzvah sabayim, things that the commandments during the daytime, kasha kalayim, the whole day is valid. Devash mitzvah sabayim, something that it's mitzvah is at nighttime, kasha kalalayla, it's valid the whole night. So the Gemara says, Manel, where do we know these halachas from, starting with the beginning of the Mishnah, that the Kriyas Megillah is valid all day? Because Damakra, the Pasuk says in Megillah Esther, Vahayama Eilu Niskar Manasim, these days should be recalled and done. So the Niskar refers to the reading of the Megillah, and it's Vahayamim, which is the whole day. The Kriyas HaHal, how do we know they're reciting the Hal? The Chassidut says a pasuk in Hal, Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Nevai, from when the sun rises until it sets. That then we're going to be Mahal Hashem, which we see it's all day. Rabbi Yisem, he brings a pasuk Zehayim Asa Hashem. This day Hashem has made Negilah Benismach Avai, which is saying Hal, that it's the whole day. Lentilas lulav dechsev, and taking the lulav on sukkis, it says the pasuk Miyikra, Lekachtem Lechem Bayim Rishon, you should take for yourself, which the biblical mitzvah was on the first day. We see it's Bayim, which is the whole day. With the Kiyosh Shevet, and blowing the Shevet in Rosh Hashanah, it says in Bamidbar, Yom Teru Yilachem, a day of blowing, it should be for you, which is the whole day. With the Masaf in Chsev, and the carbon of a Musaf, and added carbon on certain holidays, it says in Meyikra, Dvar Yom B'Yamai, the obligation of the day on its day, which is the whole day. And with Tefillah of Musaf, and the Tefillah, the prayer of Musaf that we have, is Kemusaf and Shevet Rabbanan. The Rabbanan made it like the carbon, the Tefillahs are connected to Midin Tiknun, the tefillahs, the prayers are the equivalent of the karbanis, which the tefillah of Musaf is equivalent of the karban Musaf, which again, which is all day. But Levidu Parm, and those par haba kol hamitzvos, and the par kohen Mashiach, that there's a confession on those bulls when they bring it, is how do we know that's all day? Because the yal of kapar, kapar, miyem kippurim. We learn that Gzeirah Shavah, where it says over here atonement, and says atonement by yom kippurim. The Tanigah by yom kippurim, we learn by yom kippurim, which is one of the other halachas of a Mishnah, says the pasuk in Yikra, it says v'chibra ba'adoi v'ad beisai, that the Kohen Gadol will atone for himself and for his family on the bull that he's bringing on yom kippurim. Now, b'kaparas devar makasam adabit, there the pasuk is talking about what type of atonement is he getting with his animal. It's that of with words, meaning a video of confession. How we know that is the Gemara says in Yuma devlam advav mebeis, that maybe it means the atonement of the blood, which is generally what is the atonement of a carbon. So that you can't say because it says v'chiper ba'adoy, that he makes atonement for him and his family, and only then does it say v'shachadas parachadas hashaloi, that and he slaughters the animal. Obviously, whatever the atonement was before the animal was slaughtered. You can't have the dam before you slaughter it. Obviously, the atonement by Yom Kippurim was with the vidui, and the kapar b'yamamahu. And we know that that atonement of Yom Kippurim, which is done with the vidui, is during the daytime. Because the chesed of this pasuk says, "Miyikra b'yoyim hazayicha b'alechem." On this day, he'll atone for you. So obviously, the atonement is during the daytime, and what the Gezeirah Shavah tells us the same thing as regarding the par habal kalamitzes, and regarding the par koyim mashiach, that there also the vidui is during the daytime and valid during the whole day. And the Mishnah said also the confession of the tithes, that one has got rid of it from his house, he gave it where it's supposed to be. It says the pasuk in Devarim, when he makes this confession, you're going to say in front of Hashem your God, I liquidated all the holy things, which is the maisers, from the house. And the pasuk says over there, this day Hashem has commanded, you will see that it's during the whole day that vidui maisers is valid. So to be said, l'smicha v'l'shchita, we're going to leaning on the animal before it's slaughtered as a carbon, and l'shchita to actually slaughter it, that it's valid all day. Because the pasuk says, me'yikra b'samach v'shachat. You lean on the animal, and you slaughter the animal. So we see that smicha is compared to shchita. Now, k'siv b'shchita says, regarding the slaughtering of the carbon, it says, me'yikra b'yayim zivchachim, on the day that you slaughter, you see that the whole day is valid to slaughter the carbon. Well, t'nufa, regarding the elevation of the carbon that requires to be elevated, so like it says the pasuk in Yikra, by Yom Hanifchem Es Omer, on the day that you elevate the Omer, the barley offering which is brought on the second day of Pesach, which was the carbon Omer, had to be elevated. And it says by Yom, which is all day. Ulagosh, and bringing this carbon near to the Mizbeach, because the Iskesh le Tenufa, because we see that Hagosh is compared to the Tenufa, which we just said is during the it could be the whole day. Would we find they compared? Because the chesed of the pasuk says Mamidbar, v'loka chakoyin miyada isha es minchas hakanois. The kohen takes from the hand of the woman the jealousy flower offering, which is what the seita brings. The heinif, and he elevates the hikriv. Now hikriv means hagasha, bringing it near, which is actually the word karev means to bring near, which is hagasha, which is bring it near. And the reason how we know that it means hagasha, which is being compared to Tenufa, which is during the daytime here also, it's the whole daytime, because you can't say it's talking about literally haktara of the kaim, it's the burning of the fistful of the flower offering, because after it says vehikriv, it says v'kamatz vehikter, that he takes the fistful and then he burns it. Obviously, whatever this vehikriv is before you took the fistful, which is bringing this whole mincha, what's hagasha? You bring the whole flower offering and you put it to the southwestern corner of the mizbeach, opposite to the corner. And after you do hagasha, then only after that you do kemitza, as the Gemara learns out in Seita, davidal mebeis and menachas davites mebeis. So you see that hagasha, which is alluded to in this word behikrib, is also like tenufa all day. And the Mishnah said also ulamalika for the slaughtering of the bird carbon, which is done with the fingernail of the kayin of the bird. Ula kemitza, and for the fistful of the flower offering, which is burnt on mizbeach, ula ktara, and for the burning of that kemitza, which is the fistful of a flower offering, which is the correlate of the throwing of the blood by an animal carbon, which is only valid during the daytime. Here it's also during the daytime, because in contrast, the regular haktar, which we usually call burning, usually refers to the fats and the limbs of a carbon, that actually, our Mishnah says, is actually kasha all night. So here we're talking about that it's all day, it's talking about the haktara of the kemitza, of the fistful of the flower offering. Ula zayam, for the throwing of the blood, how do we know they're also valid all day? Except the pasuk says in Yikra, but yom tzavos es b'nei Yisrael, on the day that he commanded the Jewish people, the pasuk says lahakrives karbanehem, to sacrifice their karbanos, and all these items that we just mentioned from the Mishnah are also called they're all hakravas har karban, because the haktar of the kaimitz is the sacrificing of the fistful. The kemitza, the taking the fistful, is compared to haktara, like the pasuk v'kamatz v'hikter, so it has the same halacha as the hikter, which is during the daytime. The malika, the aif, the malika is done together with the hazaya, because when he does the malika, he then sprays the animal, and hazaya is hakrava. It's the primary part of the carbon, which is spraying the blood of the mizbeach. So too, according to the gears that the Rashi has, the Gemara is also alluding to the Kabbalah of Saddam, which is mentioned in the Mishnah, is also called Hakrava. As the Gemara says, Chagigah Daf Yud Alef Amud Alef, we learn that Kabbalah where it says the receiving of the blood from Vekrivi, which refers to the Kabbalah of Saddam. Or another interpretation where the source of all these things from this pasuk is, Rashi says, Lahakrav means anything that is a prerequisite for the Hakrava. So doing the fistful of the flower offering and the Malika and the Kabbalah, all these things are integral elements to get to the ultimate Hakrava. You can't do hakrava without them, even if they, let's say, themselves are not hakrava per se. But let's say the other things you mentioned of hagasha and tenuva, they're not ma'akim. So therefore, they wouldn't be included in the pasuk of hakrava of lahakrav as karbanayim. Therefore, those need a separate source, but these things are all included in this pasuk of b'yam tzavayis b'nei Yisrael lahakrav as karbanayim. Now, We said for the suspected adulterous woman to drink that drink during the daytime. How do we know that? It's asir tarah tarah. Learn like zereshav from the word tarah. Ksev halacha says over here in pasuk mamidbar va'asla kohen is kala tarah zeis. The kohen does for the seita all this law and use the term tarah. Ksev halacha says over there the pasuk in devarim al peha tarah she yirucho, according to the law that they're going to teach you v'ala mishpat and the judgment, which is referring to the Sanhedrin. So it makes a comparison. It used over there tarah and it's talking about mishpat. So not mishpat, but yom, just like judgment is during the daytime, as we find the pasuk in Devarim Chaf Aleph, it says v'hoi b'yom hanchiles banav. It's going to be on the day when a person will bequeath his assets to his sons, where that whole parasha is talking about the parasha of din, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Lamadal and Beis, and we see it has to be during the daytime. Afkan b'yom, also here by the drinking of the seita, where it mentioned the word tarah, it tells us through the Gezer Shava also has to be during the daytime. And the Mishnah said, Valerifa sa'egla, and the decapitating of the calf when they find the dead person, also is during the daytime. Because Amri de Rebiyane, they said in the Shiva Rebiyane, Kaparik Sibba Kakachim. In the parasha of Egla Rufa, it uses the terminology of atonement, just like we say by Kachim that there's atonement. And just like by Kachim, it has to be during the daytime, as we pointed out all the Avaidas, so too that of the Egla Rufa, its quote Shchita, has to also be during the daytime. And finally, the Taras Mitzayra, regarding the purification process of the Mitzayra, which are with birds, and with the cedar wood, and with the azab, the hyssop, and the red thread. How do we know that has to be during the daytime? That's like the pasuk says in Mayikra, says Zoyis Tia Torah Samitzera. This should be the law of the Mitzera. But Yom Tarasa, on the day of his purification, you see that it's also during the daytime. And therefore, all these things in the Mishnah, we just brought the source that their halachas are during the daytime, and is therefore valid the whole day.